This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 146 for Tuesday, November 15th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger Tuesday, outpacing the Chicago soy complex to the upside on ideas canola remains cheap relative to its product values. Canola up $6 to over $10, January up $10.30 at $895.20 per ton. Soybeans and soy oil in Chicago had been lower earlier in the day but managed to turn higher, and that lent spillover support. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures, though, were both weaker on the day. Canola does remain stuck in a sideways trading range from a chart perspective, with the nearby January contract facing resistance at the psychological $900 per ton level. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all higher. Wheat had been lower across the board for most of the day, but turned higher in the last hour of trade, as unconfirmed reports that one or more Russian missiles had strayed out of Ukraine and struck Poland, killing at least two people in the NATO member country, sparked a rally in crude oil and other markets. Minneapolis spring wheat up 10 cents at $9.73 per bushel, Kansas City up 6 cents in the December contract at $9.63 per bushel, and Chicago wheat up 9 cents in December at $8.28 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 96% seeded in the latest weekly report. That's about 3 points ahead of average. The crop, though, was rated only 32% good to excellent, which was a slight improvement on the week. Soybeans, also underpinned by good export demand today, with the USDA reporting flash export sales of 261,000 tons of soybeans to Mexico this morning. The January contract up 16 cents at $14.57 per bushel. The U.S. soybean harvest is nearing completion. That's causing seasonal harvest pressure to fade, with only 4% of the crop still in the field as of this past Sunday. Monthly U.S. crush data showed 184.5 million bushels of soybeans were processed in the U.S. in October. That was in line with expectations and well ahead of what was crushed in September. Soy oil stocks at just over 1.5 billion pounds were up on the month, but slightly behind trade guesses. Corn, also underpinned by solid exports and the waning harvest pressure along with the Russian missile strike, the December corn contract up 9 cents at $6.66 per bushel. The USDA reported flash sales of 230,000 tons of corn to Mexico this morning. The U.S. corn harvest, it's 93% complete, up 6 points from last week and well ahead of the 85% average for this time of year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, November 15th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.